and the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years. And he begat sons and daughters. Nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister, thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them, that thou shouldest say unto me, Carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth a sucking child, unto the land which thou swearest unto their fathers? The children that are begotten of them shall enter into the congregation of the Lord in their third generation. And Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. Hath the rain a father? Or who hath begotten the drops of dew? I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Then shalt thou say in thine heart, Who hath begotten me these, seeing I have lost my children, and am desolate, a captive, and removing to and fro? And who hath brought up these? Behold, I was left alone. These, where had they been? They have dealt treacherously against the Lord, for they have begotten strange children. Now shall a month devour them with their portions. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. God hath fulfilled the same unto us their children, in that he hath raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten Son, of whom blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and every one that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood,